Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here. Where are we? Well, we're at J.E. Wumble and Son, where if you don't, if they don't have it, what is it, Rufus?
If they don't have it, you don't need it.
I knew you would know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, if they don't have it, you don't need it. That's Brother Rufus. He's there. Hey, you all right today?
I certainly am.
Better get closer to the mic.
Oh my goodness!
I
just saw Miss Erica Gagnon come up here. How you doing, Erica?
Phil, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Trying to answer a question for one of the employees here.
What kind of question you ask? Were you asked?
He was asked. He said some of his blueberries are really bitter.
Oh,
and so,
but they aren't kind of reddish. I mean, they're not.
No, they're ripe, but they're just bitter. And so I texted Lane, and he's thinking it could be the hot nights.
I told him to change his dentures.
He said that Lane was saying when it's hot at night, it increases the plant's respiration rate, and it uses up all the sugar that it accumulated during the day. So it's been so hot. They don't get a break. Yeah. Plants aren't getting a break.
Yeah. Well, we aren't either.
Yeah, I know.
It's Slayman over there. Slayman, are we sound okay? Are we okay? Do we sound okay?
Okay,
good. Right. Mike wants to make sure that we sound okay. So he had his phone up to his ear. So go ahead. None of us get a break.
That's
this time
right.
of year.
That's for sure.
Rufus has the black.
Black. My grandmother said, black bile.
Black bile.
Every summer, this comes along, this high humidity.
Yeah.
And I get all out of this. I get distemper and black bile.
I don't understand people who like this weather. I mean, when I was a kid in Nash County, I enjoyed being out of school. And I loved playing baseball and riding my bike and eating watermelon and having fun with my friends. But I didn't like the weather that much. I mean, it was just – and plus, back then, there wasn't a lot of air conditioning.
Yeah, we didn't have air conditioning. Right now, I'm not sure that I could even survive without it. I guess I could.
Well, I mean
– I'm sure people do.
People died. when they didn't have air conditioning, that's why so many people died. That and disease and a lot of other things. So air conditioning, Mr. Carrier, helped a lot of people. He saved the world in a way.
Oh, so, he saved me, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too. So I love those glasses, Rufus. The horn rim glasses, black horn rim glasses. They look very distinguished.
Well. You know, they're those designer glasses.
They are?
The dollars.
From Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay.
Siler City.
Yeah. Erica, you okay?
I am.
Yeah. How's everybody down in Harnett County? I'm sure you've moved around and talked to people. And
actually, I've only hadn't even been here a good 12 hours yet.
Oh, where you been? You been in Raleigh?
I've been in Raleigh. I got back last night about 7 o'clock.
Golly. Okay. Well.
So you're lonely up there in Raleigh, aren't you?
It's hotter up there too.
Well, no, it's a lot lighter with that hot air bunch out of town.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's always true. But it's still hotter.
I didn't mean that about my friend, Representative Howard Penny.
No,
he's not hot air.
No, not definitely.
Is he coming by to see us today?
He
Erica?
Said he was going to try to. I did talk
to
him yesterday.
Oh, well, that's nice. We'd love to see him.
Yeah,
but he's got you know, he's got to deal with his farm. You know, he's got some cattle.
I remember hot weather would be rough on Hereford cattle, especially. And a lot of people moved into Santa Gertrudis, the mixture of Santa Gertrudis and Herefords, because hot weather's not as heavy on them. We'll ask Howard about that. What kind of cattle he's got. That was what I really wanted to be when I grew up.
Was a Hereford cow?
Or Santa Gertrudis. I wanted to be a cattle man.
And look, baron.
Yeah, look what happened. Went off down to Chapel Hill. And
yeah, they didn't think agriculture there. No agriculture. So,
not changing the subject, but kind of getting back on the hot weather. No, kind of getting back on the hot weather. You know, coming down, Rufus was talking about someone, a friend of his, was growing lemons and was leaving them outside.
What kind of plant is that?
Well, it could be a Meyer lemon. As long as it's in a protected area, and we were talking about the fact that it stays so hot all the time.
Well, he said it was a large one too, Phil. Large lemon.
Yeah, that since it stays so warm outside all the time now, that the jury's still out on it. I guess we'll wait till this winter comes and see how bad the winter is. And if you've got one in a protected area, there's a good possibility you could grow it.
Well, it's supposed to be a warmer fall, I know
according
to the Farmer's Almanac. Why is the vice president for news and programming here?
I'm going hiking at Raven Rock.
Oh, okay. What a beautiful place.
I was on the way, and I was like, I can't remember if I have it.
Come over here where Rufus is.
Get out there and get lost.
This is Josh Ellis.
Well, I just figured I couldn't remember if I brought everything. I was like, I'll stop here, and then if I don't have it, I don't need it. You know,
well, that's
that
right.
I'll just keep moving, right?
There you go. See? Man knows.
Right. Did you bring my check?
No. That should
An extra
be
check?
Yeah.
Well, Big Daddy's not going to do that. He knows I'm not worth that. So, that'd be nice.
But always great to see you. Great place. And,
isn't it wonderful?
Good to see you.
Yeah. Good to see
beautiful
you, sir.
Morning. We're about to do some hiking at Raven Rock, so.
Wow. That's where they have a lot of cliffs and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. My son's out there, so we'll do about 5-6 miles today.
Oh, I enjoy walking and hiking, but I don't know if I want to climb. I'm getting kind of brittle, I think, my old age here.
Well, I'm going to test somebody's mental acuity if they're out hiking today. It ain't going to be 95 degrees. Have you been to the doctor lately?
He is shady. Yeah, it's shady, isn't it?
There's some questions there for sure.
Well, have you got some spray for mosquitoes and stuff?
I do. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, it was nice of you to come by.
Absolutely. Good
I thought I was in trouble or Slayman was in trouble or something.
He thought he was getting ready to get fired.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Oh, fire me on the air. Let's make it dramatic if we're going to do it. I've probably had people who wanted to do that, but Josh wasn't one of them, I don't think. Maybe so. Maybe. All right, but thank you, my friend. All right.
I got hired on the air one time. I was doing way back there.
You got hired?
A radio program on another station.
You've done other shows?
I was just a guest, and this fella said, well, I like the way you talked about that subject. Let me come by and see you next week, and doggone if you didn't hire me. So I didn't get fired on the radio. I got hired on the radio.
Wait a minute. What point of your life was this?
That was about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago?
Yeah. Now, he's worrying about me being on another radio station.
Yeah, there was some conflict of interest, and you ought to know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Why don't we just strike the record?
No. I once I get a hold of something, I don't let go.
No.
Melissa tells me that all the time.
Well, I still got the client. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
It's kind of like that truck that was in front of us this morning.
Yeah.
He gets a hold of something, he doesn't let it go.
Well, it's not another gardening show, is it? I don't think there is one.
Oh, no. Heavens no. There's no other gardening show, and no gardening show ever run as long as this one has.
Oh, that's the
And not
that's
one
the
more
truth.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know about that, but this is a long-running one.
More great collaborators and guests like our friend Erica.
I agree. Erica, you thought you had come by and we were going to talk to you, didn't you?
She's trying to get away.
I was actually surprised. I got more of a notice this time that y'all would be here than I got last time.
Well, that's our modus operandi.
Yeah.
And you're in charge of that. You're in charge of scheduling.
Yeah.
at least for our Harnett County clients.
Well, Erica, as our audience knows, you're in charge of a wonderful program that brings young people into the Capitol every year. What's the stage of that now, and how did you do last year?
Last year, we exceeded our numbers. We had 216 students in attendance, and we... Next month, we start with our leadership team starting to meet for their monthly meetings, and hopefully, if all goes well, applications will be online first weekend of the first
well,
of September.
Well, tell the audience what they need to do for their youngsters to get in the program, and just exactly how does it teach people to be good citizens?
The program's called the Youth Legislative Assembly, and a lot of times I hear people say, well, my child is not interested in politics. It's not just about the politics of it. It's about getting an opportunity to learn how to debate and getting to be with peers of their own ages and getting that self-confidence to stand up and speak to people and not being shy and having that confidence. And these students also get a chance to meet several legislators, talk to them. They also get to meet the great one. He always comes and helps, and they
he is the great one.
Oh,
and there's a big difference between debating and arguing.
Big difference. And
civility is the key in debates.
That's right.
And it's really, I've watched students come to me the first year and wouldn't say one word, and then they would end up being speakers for, like, actually running the program that year. And I'm sure Rufus has watched those students sit there in the corner and then blossom, and they're the ones that kind of get to take over their senior year, and they run to be speaker. There's an election, so you watch them go from they wouldn't say a word to they're getting in front of their peers giving a speech asking them to vote for them.
Wow, that's
amazing.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it builds leaders.
Yeah
I've
and seen, you don't have to be a politician. You don't have to aspire to be a politician.
And so what's wrong with being a politician? I want to know, there was sort of an edgy part to you and Erica's comments about a politician.
Well, wait a minute. I have public office as well, so I'm right there with you.
Not me.
All right.
I haven't.
I was a public servant for 28 years.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a public servant now.
We've attached a bad meaning to the word politician.
Yeah.
It's like...
And there have always been good and bad politicians.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally,
and
absolutely.
Good and bad everything.
Good
and bad broadcasters.
But not many bad ones that get in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'll put it that way.
Well, I don't know. I hope not.
Well, they're not going to take it away from you.
I know.
There's never been a move. I've seen no signs yet of a movement.
I have not either.
To expunge your record.
I know. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up every day.
I used to have this recurring dream about that I never graduated from Carolina. For years, I had this recurring nightmare.
You better check your record.
And it was just frightening.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Not done.
Yeah. Well, Erica, it's a wonderful thing that you do. How long has this program been in existence, and how long have you been in charge?
The program has been in existence for 56 years. Next year, we will celebrate 55 years because we lost a year because of COVID.
Wow.
And I have been doing it 10 years.
Fantastic.
It's a great program.
It is. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. Well, we're at J.E. Wobble & Son in beautiful Lillington. Nice and cool in here.
We don't have it. You don't need it.
Amen. We'll be back here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. It's 8:21. Back on WPTF at J.E. Wumble & Son, and we are joined by former Congressman Bob Etheridge. And Congressman, how's everything on the farm today?
Hot.
You got some change back. How about that?
I did good.
Yeah. So
no,
it's hot, I bet.
It is. I took on a job. Didn't think it was going to be very big on an old tobacco pack house where you used to store tobacco.
Does it still smell like tobacco?
You can still feel it. It's my mother, my wife's grandfather built the building. It's a big old building.
My goodness.
Normally, I would not have taken it on. I just saw a rafter that was bad. I said, well, I'll replace that. That has led to 3 weeks so far replacing seals in it. The building was built at the turn of the last century, Mike, and you will appreciate coming from the rural areas.
Yeah.
When he was born, was that what he'll appreciate?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Nash County had a lot of tobacco
barns.
That's
right. Long before any of us were born, the part of the building, actually, Rufus, had wood piers. They didn't have, didn't have brick in the area at that time and blocks. So they used what they had, and termites got in those and went into seals. And
wow.
We've been having fun at it, but we're getting it done. It's, it's one of those things that...
What are you going to use it for?
I have no idea.
Oh, see that? Yeah, that's why I put
it... That's a party barn.
Yeah, well,
I have no idea, Rufus. My brother-in-law was helping me, and he said the other day, if it wasn't a family deal, I wouldn't be working on this sucker. That's exactly what he said.
Well, I've got a little, I'm not going to call it an outhouse, a fancy shed. People say, what are you going to use it for? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why
but
not?
You got to get some conditioned air in there.
Yeah, I've got to get some air in there.
But it needs fixing.
Yeah. So
that's the kind of things we do.
This year on the farm is a lot better than it was last year. The crops look so much better. The corn looked so much better.
It does, Mike. I think in this area, and a good part of really eastern North Carolina now, except some places in the mountains, all the crops are really much improved than what they were last year. You know, last year they had cold weather, rain, and then a long period of drought.
Yeah.
And then horrible weather. The farmers had a tough year. This year, the real challenge and the nervousness of farmers, looks like you're going to have, weather permitting from here on out, pretty darn good crop. The real question is going to be what the price is going to be. From the Nash County area, it's true all over the state. Farmers are, they never will never tell you they made money. They said I had a good year. If they had a good year, that's where it works out.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there is a probability of a good year this year for farmers.
Well, Bob, coming down from Raleigh, we took the wonderful scenic route and through a lot of farm country. And there's something about maybe it looked like corn, but I said it's too small to be corn. Did you do sorghum here?
There is sorghum planted. How much sorghum this year?
Okay, well, I was right.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought that's a little too small to be any kind of corn. It's an awfully stunted one.
And it'd be late for corn to be.
It sure would.
To be planted.
Yeah.
So there's not much. So some farmers are using sorghum this year really as a cover crop.
Yeah.
Because soybean prices, the projection of soybean prices is going to be cheap. I talked to a farmer yesterday, and he said he was just planting sorghum on it as a cover crop.
Oh, just flat under.
Simply because soybean prices are down, and he didn't figure he'd make much money. He'd be better off planting the sorghum, cut it under.
Well, you plant that like you would corn from a seed? See, I'm not a mountain boy. I don't know about sorghum.
Well, you can, or you can, in some cases, you just broadcast it.
Yeah.
Where did y'all feed your cows?
And cut it for hay. And
well, hay, hay. Hay. Timothy, mostly Timothy hay and corn.
Yeah.
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 And you can cut, and you cut sorghum. You can cut sorghum for hay, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Can but you stay with us a minute through,
sure.
through the break?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
And, we're at J.E. Womble and Son here in Lillington. And more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. On WPTF with the Weekend Gardener from J.E. Womble and Son in Lillington in beautiful Harnett County. A lot of agriculture products are produced here. So, Congressman, you mentioned that it's a great year for crops, but there's a question about prices. Why?
Well,
it's supply demand or
part of that, because if you can't sell it, you know, the bulk of it's been said that every fifth row of soybeans goes overseas.
Yeah.
That market is now in flux because of
tariffs.
Tariffs, yeah. With various countries. And Brazil has moved in and taken part of that market from the last time. And now it's going to be a challenge this year. I think the corn crop looks pretty good. But corn crops are settled by the prices in the Midwest, really. We grow corn, but it's really grown in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But, you know, farmers are eternal optimists.
They have to be.
They really are eternal optimists. They always start the spring. It's going to be a good year. Hoping they'll have a good fall with the harvest. And the real challenge now is the labor. Labor cost on the farm. And folks are seeing it on TV. You know, a lot of them, most of the work now is done here by H-2A or immigrant workers.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, and locally in North Carolina, Florida, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, where a lot of my food's grown. And increasingly in North Carolina, we grow a lot of vegetable crops. The average person does not realize how many vegetables are grown here. If we had canning facilities, we'd really be big. But a lot of fresh vegetables are grown. Sampson County would be number one county in the state for vegetables. Duplin. Harnett grows a lot. We're number one in sweet potatoes in the country.
Yeah.
How about pickles?
Pickles. We're in the top. And there are a lot of
they start out as cucumbers.
Yeah.
But a lot of
cucumbers. Yeah, all right. I'll go with that.
But interesting, Rufus, a lot of cucumbers now are coming in offshore to be pickled here in our state. There are a lot more products simply because of a lot of it's labor costs. And a lot of it is just the ability to move things internationally.
Yeah.
You know, as an aside, I remember once when we were working on a trade agreement, we went to Colombia. We flew into Medellin. I looked down and saw all these rooftops. Asked them what it was. They said they were nurseries.
Oh.
And you got down, they weren't just nurseries. They were growing flowers. And anytime you buy fresh flowers in this country,
they've been shipped in.
Roughly 90% of those flowers are coming now from Colombia versus used to come from Holland. Now they're coming from Colombia. And that was part of the deal the United States made with Colombia to cut down on drug trafficking and allow people to grow fresh flowers that would come here.
Before I let you go, tobacco, when I was growing up, tobacco in Nash County was big in eastern North Carolina, and it built banks and made a lot of people rich down there. How have we made up for that, or have we made up for that income from tobacco? I see a few tobacco fields as we're driving.
We still are a big tobacco producer state. In Rufus's area, where you grew up in Watauga County, in the mountains, a lot of burley tobacco. Now there's you can count on one hand or less the number of people growing burley after the buyout. A lot of that's moved over the mountains, over into Tennessee and Kentucky, where people have an acre to 5 acres. Now they've got hundreds of acres.
Oh, wow.
Here, farmers, I don't know of any farmer that have less than 50. Most have several hundred acres. Even in Nash County, where you grew up, Mike, you don't have any small growers. It's consolidated to the point, but we'll have a crop. Our average crop now is about 300 million pounds, and roughly anywhere from 45% to 60%, depending on how you calculate it, of that tobacco goes offshore. It may be higher than that growing. The bulk of it winds up in China, Indonesia, Japan, goes through Japan into Russia in a lot of cases. Most of it goes offshore.
Yeah. Well, I'm awestruck to be in the presence of two statesmen and two men who have done so much for North Carolina. And I am so glad that you came by. We always look forward to you coming by when we come down here.
I'm honored to be here, and thank you. You know, this radio station has been a staple.
Yep, 100 years.
Well, let me tell you something about
North Carolina. I know when I was growing up, that was the first thing we heard in the morning.
Absolutely.
That radio was on.
Well, yep.
Came on at 5:30 as you get ready to go out and go to work.
That's right.
Well, there were some dark days back when I was leaving the Secretary of State's office, and people were fleeing like a bunch of covey from me because of some troubles. And at least 3 or 4 times a week, Bob Etheridge called me and said, "How are you doing, my friend Rufus?"
Yeah.
You never forget that.
No, you don't.
And I can count only 3 people that did that. And right here to my right is one of those people that had no good reason except to stick with his buddy.
Right.
And that's Rufus, why I admire him.
Rufus has been my friend for a long time. We're still going to be friends.
Amen.
That's what it's about. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. I see Representative Howard Penny over there.
And also our friend Steve.
Steve and his wife.
Yeah.
So we'll talk daylilies. And Phil, find a chair.
Bobby, you met Steve
chair.
Before?
Oh, yeah.
We're back on WPTF at J.E. Wumble & Sons and in Lillington with our WPTF Weekend Gardener. If you have never been to a hardware store like this, so it's make a trip. It's such a beautiful drive. Make a trip to Lillington and see the sights and come by J.E. Wumble. We're going to talk to William here in just a moment. Thanks so much for waiting. Representative Howard Penny is with us, an agronomist and a farmer. And how is everything looking this year? I was talking to the congressman. The crops look so much better this year.
Oh, absolutely. They do in this area, but I'm sure you may or may not know, I'm one of the chairs of agriculture in the legislature in the North Carolina House, and Representative Jimmy Dixon, who lives in Duplin County, he says they've got pockets down there that have not had rain, and then they've got some that's had entirely too much rain. But we've been blessed in Harnett County, as near as I can tell. We've got excellent crops. Corn crop was lost last year. It's phenomenal this year. Soybeans, and I've heard you talking on my way in here to Congressman Etheridge. Our biggest situation is he's talked about the crop prices, but the thing that's really the biggest one of the bigger strains on the farmers is the input cost. Because of what's happening in Ukraine, and you think about Ukraine and Russia, and you really can't bring that back to domestic. But that is a large producer of a lot of fertilizer materials coming out of there. And I'm not so sure now with Israel, because I've sold thousands of tons of potash from the Dead Sea in Israel where it was mined. So it has a tremendous, tremendous impact on the input cost, not even counting the low commodity prices. But then when you couple limited yields, it's a perfect storm. So.
Well, Representative, let me ask you this. The grain crop in Ukraine, I'm told there are literally tens of thousands of acres what is the primary grain?
I've never been to Ukraine. My understanding is the Ukraine is the same thing as the breadbasket of North America, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska. So I'm assuming it's wheat, oats,
wheat,
barley,
oats,
probably corn, but it's a major grain producing area of that region.
And this war has disrupted that.
Yes. Tremendously.
Tremendously.
Can you imagine being on your tractor, your combine, and there's probably a live munitions somewhere in the ground?
Oh, boy.
It blows my mind how they could even attempt to farm.
Yeah.
Well, are y'all going to get the prices that you want this year?
Well, I heard, as I was riding over here, just as I left the wisdom table at my local restaurant this morning.
What were they talking about?
Getting all the knowledge I could absorb so I could come over here probably and expound on some of it.
Yeah.
But I
leave out some of those expletives that went on that wisdom table.
Well, I heard Rufus, just as I was turning on the radio when I got in my car, I heard him talking about cattle, something about Hertford cows versus whatever. So I didn't get the front end of the conversation.
Yeah, please refresh us.
In real hot summers, we were worried about our Hereford cattle, pink eye, and they seemed to not react well to the very hot weather. And then people started mixing Santa Gertrudis and Hereford. And I just wondered if you ever had any of those.
I'm mostly purebred Angus, but I had always wanted me some Hereford cattle. So I bought me 5 female Hereford cattle and bred them to my registered black Angus bull so I could have what is called baldies. That's a black cow with a white face. I was told over my career in the industry that they brought more money. Well, that's not true.
That's a wise tale.
Who told you that?
Well, probably somebody trying to sell Hereford cattle.
That's right.
I have not experienced pink eye in the Hereford cows that I've got. The thing I like about the Hereford cows, number one, they can have large calves, and you don't have to worry so much about pulling calves. But they are just a lot easier to maintain feed-wise than my black Angus.
Oh, interesting.
Cows. But in eastern North Carolina, as hot as it is, if I don't see my cattle first thing of a morning, I'm not going to see them till late in the afternoon. They're going to go back in the woods, in the swamps, and stay cool. And they're pretty smart. They're going to come out late in the afternoon. So,
what was it that Junior Johnson used to raise cows?
He was a black Angus man.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I thought he had some kind of special.
And he had Santa Gertrudis, some of them.
Okay. All right.
And they were just for show.
Yeah, just for show.
Have them in big pasture outside front of that mansion.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting how I got the Hertfords. My best friend and a cousin of mine, I had 2 customers, and they were both bachelors, and they lived to be way in their late 80s, and they were eccentric, I guess would be a good word, but the stock of Hereford they had was from Kenny Rogers, the country music singer. He raised purebred Herefords, and those cattle were deeper red than a regular Hereford you see. And so I bought 5 of those, but I have been very satisfied with them. They have a beautiful big black calf. Most of them are baldies, but they've been easy to maintain. But
are yours, of course, polled?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I remember back in the day, Howard, when I was a young boy in the late 40s, I was working to have a showstopper at the county fair, and you weighted the horns down with weights to curve them around to make them just so beautiful. And then came along polled Herefords when you didn't have to worry about horns, no dehorning. But I often wonder how that felt, that bull or that steer having those weights on his horns to curve them around.
Yeah.
And they never told me.
Representative, before you leave, I wanted to ask you about the budget. How far are we away from getting a budget in North Carolina? I'm sure that was mentioned at the wisdom table this morning.
Well, if I could use Spanish, no hablé. That's a very good question, number one. I'm one of the conferees on the ag bill, and we've been meeting multiple times per week. I'm one of 10 conferees on the House side. And North Carolina, you know, has about 11 million people now, just to use a rough number. Agriculture is our number one industry.
Yes.
But it's only about six of us in the out of the 170 that are actually farmers or go home to the farm every day. Our biggest challenge that we have is to try to protect agriculture from all our urban neighbors who do not understand agriculture. But to go to your question, that conveys right on over to the budget. As you well know, in North Carolina, we have a continuation budget. We always have a budget. The challenge we have right now is obviously we're working on continuation budgets, which means members' projects and a lot of the projects we will not have until we have a budget, if we have a budget. And I'm sure people all over the state's listening, but I'm going to be very surprised if we have a budget.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that means nothing will change from what's happening right today, right, Howard? You need to explain that to people.
Well, there will be what's called mini budgets, and that's kind of some of those other conferees meeting on other committees to try to have things that's absolutely necessary. As I'm sure Rufus knows, a lot of it is posturing. When I say we may not have one, well, it's all, everything's a negotiation. So right. Between the senior members of the House and the senior members of the Senate, each want something, and so therefore there's a lot of, let's call it horse trading, Rufus. There's a lot of negotiation going on. It's bothersome to me, particularly on the ag side, because right now what we're spending so much time is on the pesticide part of the farm bill. Roundup, which you can go here and might see some sitting close by, we're in jeopardy of losing Roundup. Spending 50 years in that career, that really concerns me that a homeowner goes and buys Roundup and they put on flip-flops, shorts, and I say a tank top, and they go out and spray the chemical, any chemical. They get sick, and the first thing they want to do is sue the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Read the label. It tells you the name of the chemical. The very next thing tells you precautionary, and you turn to the first page, and it tells you everything you need to do to correctly apply that chemical. My understanding, and I've talked to people who've actually been in Washington this week that serves the American soybean growers, that if North Carolina, we're a swing state. We hear that all the time on the political side. But North Carolina, it's my understanding, if North Carolina decides not to protect from what I'm going to, excuse me, Mr. Attorney, frivolous suits to protect, not give the chemical manufacturer carte blanche. That's not what I'm saying. But to try to protect them from frivolous claims, Bayer has said they may close their plant in Louisiana and leave, and we will not have a domestic produced manufacturer of Roundup, and it'll go to Chinese, which I think would be very bad. Well, I probably gave you more information than you wanted.
No, that's fine. We love hearing from you, but I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming, for taking the time to come by.
Oh, absolutely.
And for listening to the show, too.
I listen every Saturday till I get on a tractor. Two of the times y'all have been here, I passed by with a load of hay coming out of Lee County, and I had 18 round bales of hay on my trailer, and I wouldn't pull in. I wanted to go get it unloaded. But thank you for coming to Harney County.
Oh, we love it.
Really appreciate you coming.
Yeah, we appreciate being here, too, especially in this store. It's a great place.
Oh, absolutely.
They've got everything here. I just love walking around. I could walk around here for a day.
I can't get over how many steel products they have.
I know.
I can just walk through there and stay there for hours looking at it.
I want one
of each, Phil.
It's a big toy store. Yeah.
Well, I have multiple of the steel products that came from from over there.
Me too. All right.
Are you into battery now?
Yes. Bought me a listening to the Weekend Gardener, and my good friend Rufus got him an electric chainsaw, so I just had to have one. So I came right straight and got me an electric chainsaw.
Yeah, man, they're great. I got one for my wife.
Yeah. You got one of those little hand things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's the best toy in the world.
I know.
That's great.
Representative Howard Penny, thank you, sir,
Absolutely.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk to William.
Yeah.
We don't have time? Oh, okay.
And we got Steve here in a minute, too.
All right. We'll take a break. Do we? How much time do we have here, Joel? Okay. We got 10 seconds. One more of the Weekend Gardener coming up from J.E. Wumble & Sons in Lillington.
All right.